Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
To allow anglers additional harvest opportunity of Kasilov River sockeye salmon, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game is increasing the bag and possession limit for sockeye salmon 16 inches or greater in length to 6 fish per day and 12 fish in possession. However, no more than 2 salmon per day and 2 in possession may be coho salmon and all portions of the Kasilov River open to salmon fishing. These provisions are effective at 12:01 a.m. Friday, June 30th, through 11:59 Sunday, December 31st, 2023. The biological escapement goal on the Kasilov River is 140,000 to 320,000 sockeye salmon. Through June 26, 2023, a total of 73,074 sockeye salmon have passed the Kasilov River sonar site. The current escapement of sockeye salmon into the Kasilov River is proceeding at a rate that is projected to exceed the biological escapement goal. Increasing the bag and possession limits for sockeye salmon allows anglers an opportunity to harvest additional fish on the Kasilov River and another great area to go fishing for sockeye salmon, stated Acting Area Management Biologist Jenny Gates. In addition to increasing the bag and possession limit for sockeye salmon, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game issued Emergency Order 2RS12823, expanding the area open to dip netting on the Kasilov River effective 12:01 a.m. Sunday, June 25th through 11:59 Monday, August 7th, 2023. For more details, visit the story at RadioKenai.com. The Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities proposes to permit Lot 2, Block 600, consisting of approximately 16,171 square feet at the Homer Airport by offering it through a sealed bid process. Authorized uses include aeronautical, as defined under state code. Examples or limitations may be set out in the bid packet. Minimum bid for Lot 2, Block 600 is $3,185.69 per year. The length of the term will be 5 years. Permit improvements are not authorized for this lot. DOT and PF's intent is to award the permit of the premises to the qualified, responsive, and responsible bidder who offers the highest bid for the annual rent. The Deputy Commissioner of Aviation or the official designee hereby reserves the right to reschedule or cancel this bid offering or to reject any and all bid proposals and to waive any defects when such rescheduling, cancellation, rejection, or waiver will be in the best interest of the state. The department may amend information stated in the bid package by giving further notice only to all persons of record to whom the department provided a copy of the bid documents and without additional publication. No pre-bid conference is scheduled for this bid. However, the department reserves the right to schedule and hold a pre-bid conference if the department determines that a pre-bid conference is in the best interest of the state. Purchase of a bid packet is required prior to submitting a bid. A bid packet containing the terms and conditions of this bid offering can only be purchased from the Anchorage Office of Statewide Aviation Leasing. To ensure healthy returns of king salmon to Alaska's rivers, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game is implementing the following sport fishing regulation restriction on the Kasilov River effective 12:01 a.m. Saturday, July 1st through 11:59 Monday, July 31st. The bag and possession limit for king salmon 20 inches or greater in length is one hatchery-produced fish. Hatchery-produced king salmon are recognizable by a healed adipose fin clip scar. Naturally-produced king salmon of any size may not be possessed or retained and are distinguishable by an intact adipose fin, a small fleshy fin on the back of the fish just ahead of the tail. Naturally produced king salmon that are caught may not be removed from the water and must be released immediately. Additionally, only one unbaited single hook artificial lure may be used. Single hook means a fish hook with only one point. Find more on this by visiting our website at RadioKenai.com. We'll find more news of the Kenai in Alaska. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.